All right, y'all. I want to discuss a topic that is ignored a lot of the times, and so I want to bring some awareness to this topic. What we're going to be discussing is the shadow aspect of one's being and how it relates to the ideal or actualized self, the complete self that we work towards inhabiting. So, the shadow portion of oneself is composed of many things which we may not like to face about ourselves, to the extent where it may be so painful that we entirely project these attributes onto others. However, they truly are a part of ourself. So, a very integral step of one's development is beginning to integrate all aspects together. So the shadow should be integrated, the attributes and characteristics which we are uncomfortable with. Those should be gradually understood and brought to a balance point within. Now, many times shadow aspects of ourselves come out or manifest when certain characteristics that we have are not able to be expressed properly, so that they begin to, I guess you could say, ferment, and then they end up manifesting in a more toxic form, in a more dark or shadowy form, so that an angry aspect of your personality could be caused by the failure to actually know how to ventilate that energy so that it doesn't stagnate and turn into a destructive form. Because, of course, many have stated this, that emotion is energy in motion. So we're dealing with frequencies and energies that are universal so that they can be changed into each other. We've probably all been in situations where we may have felt anger, and because of someone's actions, the anger was able to dissipate. Perhaps they apologized, or just somehow the situation was diffused, or perhaps we just take a breath and then that can allow that tension to melt away. So we see that obviously these forms are changing into each other at all times. Yet many, when they experience these quote-unquote negative emotions, they're very prone to basically just projecting these onto the environment or to others and claiming that, oh, well, I'm not an angry person, or I'm not a violent person, or I'm not a fearful person. It's just that. And there are many excuses. But actually, to face one's shadow component is a good sign, because just to be aware that there's some parts of yourself which you may not enjoy so much. That's progress in and of itself, just to be aware that those components are there. So, this is a very valuable topic to those who pursue their development on a daily basis, whether it be of the body, the mind, or the spirit, which, as we've seen, are essentially components of the same thing, meaning that those seem to be three separate things, but if you want to analyze each one, the body would have a mind and a spirit component. The mind would have a body and a spirit component. And the spirit would have a mind and a body component. So again, we're back to the cosmic alchemy where everything contains all the microcosms. So anyone who is intent on pursuing their self-development, this would be quite pertinent to you. Because it's a major stumbling block for people growing up in the westernized culture where the dark side of things is very much feared. So we have this whole idea of Satan and the devil and demons, and those are just the types of things that we don't want to think about. And that, you know, oftentimes you're even said to be evil for even considering. And however, though, we do need to face everything directly on. And that's a sign of maturity. So, yeah, actually you can see many who go through years and decades of their life making quite a bit of progress through their journey, as we all do, automatically through this, however quickly we choose. However, they still are living in such terror of their so-called dark aspects that they bottle these up, and the problem becomes even worse. And then it's like, wow, something can just trigger a person. You're like, whoa, I never think they could raise their voice, or that they would swear, or that they would behave such a way. So that should explain why it's vital. Keep in mind, I'm also speaking to myself, so this will always be an aspect, especially so in a culture where we're mostly expected to portray this upbeat and cheerful side of ourselves, and not allowed, so to speak, to show the negative portion of ourselves without others feeling like they're being emburdened. So hopefully you have some quality relationships to where that's not the case, and you can actually express a whole range of emotion, not just the this false cheery face that we put on. Hopefully we're actually genuinely cheery as well at times, but you know what I'm saying. So when one aspect or one side of ourselves gets so much attention for so long, then it becomes to an unhealthy balance. So really, the shadow component of oneself is nothing to be feared, but it does have an interrelation with the part of you that understands darker actions, more of the evil side. And really, the evil is more of a distortion of dark, because dark in itself is just one component of light, the other side. So, but when we speak of evil, we typically speak of dark actions which are counterproductive or lacking in intelligence, right? We're speaking of ignorant actions which are self-destructive, generally, when we talk about evil. So many don't like to go into the shadow because it's related towards all of these things. And there's a part of you that comprehends why people do the things they do, including some of the worst things that people do. But there's a self-righteousness, a false self-righteousness that has been cultivated within the society, which claims that there can be no compassion or mercy given to a murderer or a rapist or someone who commits these actions. In fact, the true teaching was one of forgiveness, one of mercy, compassion, redemption, and understanding. So that we see all people suffer, both who we tend to define as the victim and the perpetrator, because they end up being the same person. Remember, we're one organism, one living human species. Therefore, when one person does harm to another, all in our collective suffer. Therefore, this path of development is an arduous one. It implies taking full ownership and responsibility of the true gifts that you have received, the specific abilities that we all have that ask to be nurtured instead of being neglected. So, naturally, as we take this challenge on, we go through periods where a lot of darker things will surface, and it's only natural when we have projected this false persona for so long that we've been trained to use. It starts with the parents, because they tell you, you are such and such a name. And they start to even program you, like, because they watch you. And they say, wow, this one's smart. Oh, this one's shy. And they start to define you with energies that the child had no idea. It's just trying to exist and enjoy its existence. But then before it knows it, it's feeling the weight of these judgments once it gets old enough to actually accept them into its own structure, which happens by degrees. But all of a sudden you wake up and you're like 7 years old and you believe this, you truly believe, hey, I'm Daniel, I'm going doing this, and then you're complete full on within this fiction. So we're taking the uncommon path, the backwards path, as it's called, but we're making forward motion, so try and figure that one out. So we're taking this path where we gradually undo certain things that people may not have known what they were doing. Because as we speak of, every generation passes down the programming until we trace it to our very, you know, who knows who our great, 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 great ancestors were. So the lineage a lot of times have been lost, but not lost because it's still within. So the memories and the records of the generations are written within ourselves if we can only just access that racial memory, right? And I'm speaking of the human race. So it's all of ours. So yeah, I just wanted to speak on that because just to give some encouragement to those who feel like, wow, well, I shouldn't be feeling this way if I'm spiritual or if I'm a good person. Why do I feel these bad feelings? Or why do I have these negative thoughts? And it's just an aspect to our being. And oftentimes, even what we term as imbalanced or darker emotions are actually a call to action. They're saying, something inside of us is saying, hey, I want some attention. You're ignoring part of what you are. Look at me. Don't look the other direction. It's like a baby. I mean, it's like you just think that you can just let a baby cry and then it's like, it'll shut up eventually. I mean, that's a horrible way of parenting. I mean, and it's not really going to work because the hungrier the baby gets, the louder it's going to cry. So that's what it is. It's like your anger or your frustration or your sadness or your depression or your despair is actually crying out for you, for your attention. So, you know, there's a fine line between basically these doing a lot of affirmations and being, you know, infinitely positive and actually just being delusional. So Yeah, it's more about the actual experience than the terminology. So it's more important to really genuinely embrace what you feel and what you're going through than being worried about what other people are going to think of you or what you think of yourself and how you judge yourself, because we all have incredibly messed up thoughts from time to time. I mean, it seems to be just a, remember that we're collective, right? So if one person has a disturbing thought, it's kind of a component that exists within all of us. So this guilt, it's not really that necessary to feel like, oh man, that was disturbing. Why did that happen? Because you're not the only factor in causing it, is what I'm saying. And vice versa, to bring this to balance, then when you always feel, you feel very happy for that moment, or you feel very ecstatic, realize also that's not technically just your happiness. And it's not like, I mean, you got to take both sides of the coin. So when it's bad, if you're not going to blame yourself, then when you feel happy, you're not exactly going to credit yourself either. It's really a shared thing. And the sympathies or feelings of humanity pass through just like waves in an ocean. They emanate from one to the next and ripple outwards. This is the whole purpose behind teaching that those who embody the change that they wish to see in the outside world will be the most successful in actually exacting such a change, rather than those who think that through some other means they can actually cause world peace to come into being. What world peace entails is something very simple. It means that all the world dwells at the level of peace. So look into the world and you see what the level of humanity is. Just without judgment, see that we've passed through certain trials because, for instance, we're not publicly stretching people out their limbs until it snaps like we were doing in the medieval times. Not that messed up things aren't done, but you see that we're advancing as a species, and that since there are so many members, the change can appear quite gradual. However, our technology has reached such a pinnacle before the time that our culture actually reached its maturation, or there have been previous times when our culture has been more mature than it is now. So that's a major danger, and that's why something like this is actually intended to could basically serve that call of urgency and also counteract a little bit of that. So just to prepare you for what's coming, because in the coming months and years, the entertainment will just get crazier. The technology will amp up more and more and more and become even more central to our lives, to the point to where you will have, let me just say it straight up, there's going to be implants. So they're eventually, it's going to be pretty much mandatory to be implanted with chips that allow you to purchase goods, that allow you to do other things. There's sensors, you know, even chips eventually that will allow you to interface with the internet and things like that just through your mind. I know it sounds crazy in sci-fi right now, but just prepare thyself. And we're actually planning on just advancing our consciousness during this time until that is introduced, and spreading this information to more and more people so that people can be informed and decide, well, is that a route that I want to go? Do I want to become the cyborg? Because, you know, there may be benefits, but then am I willing to pay the price? So we're getting ready day by day. It's a very volatile and cool time to be alive, for sure. Also a little bit scary. So, I mean, yeah, we're taking into account both sides. And again, just to advise, some free advice, which I know is a dime a dozen, but don't get too fixated on any one thing, like even this idea of consciousness or spirituality. There's really no need to fixate. Just enjoy the fluidity of things and, you know, search for awareness in what you do. So truly in everything, even the things that, I mean, we get past judgment in this. Everything exists for a purpose. And, yeah, it's funny. I just sometimes feel like a broken record because I'm coming in here every day and just saying that what seems to me to be the obvious. But we see that the obvious, if true, bears repeating. And that's the only way that we arrive to the point that we're at today, because the our forebears just repeated themselves over and over down the generations. It was called oral transmission of the scriptures, or oral transmission of the teachings. So that's nothing more than this is now. And this wisdom I've been transmitted through nameless and countless others, through books, through dreams, through experience. And it continues, right? So our teaching is never really done. We're lifetime students, and we're teachers even when we were born as babies. That's one of the major purposes of children, is there to be teachers to their parents. Of course, that is not really talked about or believed much in the Western world, but each child comes into the reality already having a host of experiences. Remember again, nothing is truly new here, because even the child, the atoms that it's composed of, were around when the Big Bang happened. So we're all trillions of years old. It's just as simple as that. So what's different is the arrangement of things. That is truly unique. But, I mean, we are primordial geezers, I'll tell you what. We are elderly in the extreme. And then simultaneously, we're the newborn baby. So you can see that we're going to always embody both sides of any polarity or any category. So this is practical non-duality. That's what I would term it. Because we kind of take a lot of the frills from it. I mean, some days we're in different moods, whatever, and I'd like to make it entertaining. But, you know, we take the frills off of it, really, and the eloquence, although that can be awe-inspiring. The purpose of that is to fill you with awe, right, and respect or whatnot. But we can also just strip it down and say it real simple, like, okay, we're part of one unit, one humanity, and we're still in the child phase because not everyone agrees to that. That would be like an ant colony, like 70% of the ants being like, yo, I don't want to work with this other ant because we got a different appearance and always speak, I don't understand what you're saying. So anyway, and then just sabotaging the whole colony to where it's like falling apart. And it's like, yo, we're on the brink of disaster in this ant colony. So, I mean, if you're an ant, like, you might want to get on board with the fact that we're all one thing and that our goal is pretty simple and pretty common, like, meaning that actually we just want to survive and prosper here. And, enjoy our existence with our family and our friends, and go about this business that we call continuous growth. So I'm going to need you other rebellious or foolhardy ants to just get on board with me. And, you know, we got this queen mother that we got to attend to. And, yeah, so that's pretty much where we're at as humanity. It's like, wow, guys and gals and all people, let's take another look at what we are here each moment and come to a conclusion that maybe we can be okay with this fact that other people hold different aspects of the rainbow continuum than we do. And they actually had different family members, and they have different friends, and they have different cultures, and they have different beliefs, and they have different feelings. But that ultimately there's a quite strong resemblance between them and us. So I guess we could at least come to a middle point of saying that, okay, you know what, I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm not going to judge anybody. Now, I can choose my closer associates. It doesn't mean I condone everything, but we can trust the entirety, right? What about cosmic justice? People have such a very, very narrow comprehension of karma oftentimes. It's nothing more than cause and effect, folks. Let me just throw that out there. That's all that it is. It just means that when you do one action, then there's going to be a reaction. From that reaction, other actions will be caused. Ad infinitum. So, you can see that any concept is actually really simple, regardless of how fancy the terminology may make it appear. So, any problem that we face that seems insurmountable, it merely needs to be resolved into simpler terms, and then we go at it like a mathematician. It's like, okay, well, I mean, seriously, if there's still an issue, it's because we don't comprehend the problem. Because as soon as you understand the problem, then you can solve it, just like in the classroom. So yeah, that's what it is. I just wanted to make this special edition, talking about the shadow aspects. I felt it was very fitting. And yeah, so I want to say thank you very much for everyone who shares in this message and in this process. I hope I say it enough, but I'm super inspired by all of my friends and family, and even those that I don't get to interact with on a daily basis. I love y'all, and I miss y'all, and even though I don't miss you, because, you know, we're always together in this, no matter what, no matter time or space. So yeah, that's what it is. Let's remain balanced and see if we can get some other people on board with this idea of working together. All right, y'all, I'll see you.